Hello, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. Am I speaking with William Burris?
Yep.
Good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Am I what?
Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. And we know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
We're going to vote. Probably won't do any good, but we're going to.
And is that a definitely or just probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you. Just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
75.
Thank you. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American?
I'm white.
Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, what do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I definitely ain't no idiot Democrat.
and would you call yourself a strong... I'm sorry. you said you... do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I would go Republican. It was the way they've screwed up the world. Anybody be an idiot to stick with them this time.
Okay, so it was Democrat. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat. I hate them.
Okay, so would you say that is not a strong Democrat?
Definitely not a strong Democrat, I'll tell you.
Thank you. Excuse me. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied. You're headed to the shitter.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
Who?
Marie Glusenkamp Perez. Do you approve or disapprove?
I don't approve.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
You can't really be serious on that, can you? He's an idiot. Yeah. I pray every day he dies.
So do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove. I wish he'd have been on that bridge they ran into yesterday.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the issues the country is facing right now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. The list goes as follows. Climate change and protecting the environment, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, border security, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, improving K-12.
Border patrol and the road infrastructure. As far as all that environmental bullshit, that's the biggest smoke job. They blowed up people's ass, all that green bullshit. It's for 50 years we've been hearing the world's going to end. The ice is going to melt, they're going to melt, all that shit. So, yeah, I don't care about none of that crap.
We do have a few more options. Perhaps you will change your mind or not. But the next few ones were improving K-12 education, fighting inflation and lowering costs, combating threats to our democracy, reducing crime and gun violence, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, and or growing the economy and creating jobs. Would your choices be border security and improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, Bill?
Well, I'd like to see that, but Christ Almighty, you need to see, you know, you need to see the economy change. I mean, he's ruined it. Christ Almighty, everything costs so much, it's ridiculous. So, I mean, you definitely, you know, the economy's so screwed up right now, you can't even, there's no way, I don't think there's any way to fix it.
So would you like to change your answer? Because right now we have border security, and the other one you mentioned was improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure. Would you like to change one of them for fighting inflation and lowering costs?
Well, yeah, that. I mean, borders, but I stick, we need border security.
Mm-hmm. It's just that you can select up to two choices.
Yeah. Well, I'm border security and the inflation major. I mean, they're lowering the cost of stuff. It's got ridiculous. I'm ready to, I have a small business and I'm ready to quit.
Okay. And so it will be border security and fighting inflation and lowering costs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations. You've seen a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, as 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Donald Trump.
Yeah, at least we were doing good when he was in there. That's what I looked at.
And on a scale from 0 to 100?
I own trucks, and we got to pay that much for fuel. You definitely don't like who got in there.
So on a scale from 0 to 100, where 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable?
For who, Trump?
For Donald Trump, yes.
Yeah, sure. I hope he gets back in there.
And on a scale from 0 to 100?
100.
Thank you very much. The next one is Marie Glusenkamp Perez.
Who?
Marie Glusenkamp Perez.
God, I don't even pay any attention to them guys. Tell you the truth.
So you have never heard of her, or?
Marie, what did you say her name was?
Marie Glusenkamp Perez.
Who is that? I don't even know who that is. She for Washington?
She's a congresswoman.
Yeah, for Washington?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm so distracted with everybody here. I'm ready to sell and move.
And so you have no opinion or have never heard of Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
Got no opinion. It'd be bad.
Thank you. The next one is Joe Biden. On a scale of from 0 to 100.
Bad? What do you mean 0 to 100? For him or against him?
Zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards him. Any number between 0 to 100.
Zero, because I hate him. I told you, I pray he dies every day.
The next one is Joe Kent.
I don't like him either. Zero.
And zero. The next one is Maria Cantwell.
Nope, don't like her either.
And on a scale from 0 to 100?
Zero.
The next one is Raul Garcia.
Nope, zero.
And then we have MAGA Republicans.
Who?
MAGA Republicans.
Republicans.
MAGA Republicans.
I don't understand you, what you're saying.
MAGA Republicans.
Still don't understand what you're... It sounds to me like you're saying maggot or Republicans.
No, MAGA Republicans.
I still don't understand what you're saying. I don't know what you're saying. I can't understand that word.
It's MAGA Republicans.
You're going to have to hurry. You're going to have to hurry. I got a couple of my drivers calling in.
Oh, it is MAGA Republicans. MAGA Republicans. MAGA Republicans.
MAGA, whatever you want to say it. Yeah.
How do you feel on a scale from 0 to 100?
100. MAGA.
Thank you. And the last one on this list is woke liberal in Congress. Liberals in Congress.
No, hate liberals.
On a scale from 0 to 100?
That I hate them? 100.
We want to know if what in the scale from 0 to 100, where 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable.
I feel warm. Okay.
For woke liberals in Congress?
No, we don't need liberals anywhere in the United States.
So on a scale from 0 to 100, how much would you rate them?
0.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Gluson Camperez?
Well, now when I'd have to go with Kent. I don't like him, but I'd go with him.
Thank you. And even though you are not supporting Marie Gluson Camperez, now what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Gluson Camperez? A small chance? Just a very slight chance or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance.
And next, I'd like you to ask you about some policies.
Can we really hurry? Because I got two drivers already beeped in on me, and I got to talk to them. They're wanting to go home.
I'm going to call you back because we were really interested to finish the survey. And we're happy.
Yeah, I got to get stuff dispatched out for tomorrow. So I really need to talk to them.
Okay. At what time can we call you back?
All right. Give me an hour.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll try to call you in an hour. Thank you.
Okay. All right, bye.
Goodbye. Mm-hmm.